This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey Station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A, Lola. Lola, Lola, Lola.
Well, I believe that there may be some resolution when it comes to the guest host controversy on this program.
All right.
And I can address that this morning, and I will. But I can tell you it will be resolved by... Ooh. I believe by the time that I turn on the microphone Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Okay.
Wow, that's breaking news right there.
Will Danielle be involved?
No. Danielle was going to give us her big board, but then she never did it.
She's like Julian Edelman. She'll be back.
I think... you're right. She's like Edelman.
I think Danielle will be back.
As soon as all of her plants die, she's going to come back. Hopefully nothing happens to the animals. I mean, she's got 47 animals at the house.
She didn't return your calls either.
Do you think she's taken in more animals, Danielle?
I think so. More time on her hands.
She had a hummingbird in the house yesterday. Yeah. Did you see that?
I saw. No. Yeah, I saw that. Is that the one that was flying up on like the ceiling in the glass? Yeah.
Like, how does that happen to people?
I thought for sure she was going to run down here and grab that turkey yesterday, the WEEI turkey, and take that thing home.
It's like good eatings, 30-06 right there. Good eatings with that thing.
This is Angry Principal Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Well, I mean, the bell has already rung. You guys got to know, after 7, it's pushing it for me. So I've been on hold for a few minutes. But anyway, real quick.
No one's in school, so stop tripping.
I'll tell you that. No, we've been in school full time, Wiggy. Anyways, I love that bell. I love the bell.
Hey, working harder than you ever had before, like everybody else during the pandemic.
Honestly.
Real life joke.
Honestly, without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. All right. Come on. You're already taking shots. Let me go here.
Okay. All right.
So you guys are not breaking any lead. This isn't a lead story today that Edelman won't go to Tampa if he's healthy. Of course he will. If he's healthy, which I agree with you, Greg, is a big if, he's going to go. And who cares? To Curtis's point, this guy gave us everything. He gave us everything he could. And who cares? We're such scorned sports lovers up here. If somebody decides to go somewhere else, we got to just let it go. So let him go, right?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal if he does go.
I understand that. I just think that there has been a belief by a lot of Patriots fans that certain guys loved playing for that team.
Right.
And more than they would love, more than they would love playing for any other team. So I just think if Julian Edelman, 1 year from now, suddenly announces that he's unretiring.
Right.
And he's going to be with Gronk and Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, then a lot
and
of
that's
people.
All right.
A lot of
lying here.
It's all right, Wiggy.
Dave, no, it'd be like, hey, listen, if Mrs. Wiggy. Dukakis worked at Eastside High, your school, for 30 years, then all of a sudden said she was sick and came out with this video about how she loved the school, how she loved Principal Dave, and he made it feel like a home. There's no other place she'd rather be. Hashtag Eastside forever.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, she goes in. Teaches at, you know, North Ridge High School.
Does Mrs. Dukakis have a tank?
Well, hey, it's funny. Well, Wiggy.
But she is drinking in the bathroom during first period.
Wiggy.
Yes.
Wiggy, it's funny. No, Wiggy, it's funny you say that because I do have a teacher who's potentially leaving us. And I always say if they need to do something to better their career, rejuvenate their career, I'm all for it. It's not a big deal. Anyways, let me get to one of the big points I want to get to.
Yes.
Two things, quick.
Yes, yes.
Thanks. I love that, Bill. That's awesome. Curtis was spot on yesterday. I love to shout him out when I need to because I sometimes take shots.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have talked about it, but he said bet everything on the Bruins last night. He was 100% right. Great call, Curtis.
Hockey expert.
Yeah.
And Greg, to Ken, maybe we should put up, you guys should put up a Twitter poll. And ask this question, because this is a direct shot at Greg.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to have a leader who does not make a decision or a leader who makes a decision that you don't like? Because you have no problem, Greg, bashing Governor Baker for everything he does, yet you are the leader at WEEI, the Greg Hill Show, and you can't make a decision on a co-host.
Yeah, great point.
Wow.
Great point. Why don't we have a regular caller photo of you, by the way, that we can display on the Twitch feed?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yes. You guys keep. So where do I send it? Tell me where I send it.
Hang on and talk to Stanley Stizgrimy right now so we can get a picture.
Right.
All right? Because everybody wants to know what
you
look like.
We want to know what he looks like. I call it the Joe Clock.
Like. Yeah. I mean.
Fairy sod.
So when it comes to the co-host thing, there are some people that absolutely have their panties in a bunch over it. Meanwhile, I don't understand where we reached a point where we had five finalists.
Did we really?
Yeah, we did.
Some people don't believe that. Some of the finalists don't even believe that.
We had five finalists, and one of them is working very hard to find her way back here, and I'm supposed to disregard her and throw her out like a baby with the bathwater?
I can't make up my own mind.
what is wrong with people?
Well, what you should have did was you should have held off on championship week until all the candidates could perform.
Very good point.
That's my biggest frustration. I feel like we've lost the flow.
But we didn't know that.
Yeah.
That candidate was unable to tell us that. Through no fault of her own.
Okay, I'll just say it. Trenny doesn't. She can't come in yet. She's trying to get out of her job.
People will now forget how good Mego was when said candidate eventually comes in.
We won't with you around, Ken. Right. We'll always know.
Or how Britt was kind of a little bit, wasn't too good in the first pop, but then really stepped it up in the second half. Uh-huh. Or even with Kendra, And who was the other person? I didn't forget.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, Elaine.
Was the low point the Brit George Floyd talk, or was it Elaine Cavalieri saying that Bill Burr is the comedian of Boston?
Ted Nugget?
Listen, they all are talented in different ways, and any one of them would make a good addition to this program.
Snaps to Mike in Foxborough.
and Principal Dave's right. I mean, come on, you're always yelling at Charlie Baker for, him being so indecisive and not being able to, stand up and say, here's what we're going to do. Give people, like you always give them that light at the end of the tunnel.
You want me to turn the decision-making over to you?
No, I don't want it.
What, you don't want it?
I take it, it might not be the person that you want.
It doesn't matter.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Do you want to live or die by a decision?
Sometimes you have to do that.
When it comes to the future of this program, I'll give it to you. You can take it over if you want.
Yeah, I could take it over.
Yeah, you could take over. You could take over the decision.
I thought we all had a say. I thought this was a democracy.
We all
did. That's what I thought.
Why am I being blamed for this?
Because you're the one who said you're going to make the decision when you feel like.
Greg is the silent.
To make the decision.
Greg is the silent assassin of WEI.
We're all a bunch of Aaron Rodgers here. Curtis, we're like, hey, what's going on with the team?
I need to know what that means.
I haven't seen Dale in a month.
I love Dale. I had absolutely nothing to do
now
with
Dale. Now I know you're lying.
Dale retired for crying out loud.
Oh, okay.
Except for his Nesson job.
I had a question. I had a question about vacation to the program director, so I went and seen Ken and Curtis, and they said, well, we got to wait for Greg to make a decision on who to hire.
That's absolutely not true.
That's what they said.
I am somehow being thrown to the wolves. To the Twitch chat wolves. And by the way, this buffoon on Twitch who is suggesting that I wore this bright yellow shirt in this morning and that I own it, has absolutely no idea. I'm raising money for kids, for charity.
Right.
So I do want to thank the Dress Greg participant this morning, which is Atlantic Mechanical Contractors in Weymouth and Joe Grotta, who gave $500 to the Greg Hill Foundation so that I would wear this shirt this morning on Twitch. And actually, I like the yellow color. I think it's slimming. I feel like Curtis.
That's a good popping color.
That would be the adjective I would use.
No, that's like the unique. That's like Cameron wearing pink. You know, like it's a good popping color.
Yeah, no, I like it. It's perfect for spring. All right. Hold on a second. This is Joe the Trash Man.
Oof, Curtis don't like him.
Curtis does not like those who work in the trash business. Hello, Joe.
Hillman.
Yes, brother.
First thing I got to say is you are kicked out of the music world for not knowing a classic White Snake song earlier in the week.
You're right.
I forgot about that.
I have had a horrible week. I missed Loverboy.
I missed Santana.
I missed Alvin Lee. And 10 years after today, I missed Santana. You're right.
Wow.
I may have gone over this week. Over.
I mean, Ken crushes it with the music on this program. He really does. But seriously, Greg, get with it, brother.
I understand. I apologize. I'm sorry. Yes.
Listen. All right. If you bring Brittany on to this program, right?
Yeah.
I was just talking to Stiz. We're gonna hold hands and jump off the friggin' Tobin.
That's right? Wiggy. That's Wiggy's candidate.
I didn't say that.
Wiggy's crazy.
Joe, I haven't put together my final big board because I can't.
Wiggy.
Yeah.
The hell with your big board, because that girl's voice just makes you want to just kill yourself.
Oh,
legit. Okay?
And there's no way I'd be able to listen to that 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. No effing way. All right?
She was the highest rated in round one, as we've found out now.
I love Brittany.
Right.
Absolutely love her.
And I also said...
She's an American treasure.
I said Mego rose up my big board after her second performance, and I said maybe Brittany slipped a little bit because of her first, 90 minutes, but I haven't been able to put it. But I do like Elaine, and I do like Kendrick. I want to put together my big board, but we just have to wait.
Speaking of American treasures, did you see what Tom Hanks said? The one thing the pandemic taught him was...
Mm-mm.
He is no longer going to play solitaire because he has realized that you must take advantage of every moment and spend it with the ones that you love.
Well, that's a nice
sentiment. What sanctimonious douche he is. What, he's going to spend, so he's not going to play solitaire anymore?
Nope. He's going to spend his time with his son, Chet.
I mean, my God.
It's a white boy summer, Chet's new song. Promote it, Tom.
Why don't you love your son a little bit? Because he's clearly lost.
Chet is classic.
I mean,
he's a rude boy, Tom Hanks, my dad.
What was the line in Forgetting Sarah Marshall? He's got like 17 different tattoos, all with different backgrounds and make no sense put together. Look at this guy. He's got a pyramid with an eye in it under his Adam's apple.
Ooh,
it's a lot easier to spend every moment with your family if you're worth $100 million. Yeah, you know what I mean? True. You don't have to worry about going to work. Well, some people have to go to work every day.
At least he told us about COVID.
Yes, he did.
Some of the issues,
All right.
I think Tom Hanks is a great actor, though. You got to give him his credit.
This is David. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, Greg. So, Greg, I have a theory here. I believe you're having a hard time letting it go. I think you're holding on to this seat, not making a decision who to bring in, because just in case somebody wants to come out of retirement and you want the seat to be available, you know, be available. It's okay.
Never thought about that.
Yeah. That could be it.
Yes.
Yeah, could be waiting for Danielle.
I told you, she'll be back, man.
Or could be that I believe that a couple of these candidates, when it comes to chemistry with those who are on this program, had the most of it. Mm-hmm. And I want to ensure that everybody who we all decided was going to be in the top five get their chance.
Okay? That works for me.
Could be that I'm somebody who tries to fight for the little person.
Okay.
Is that what you do?
And I'm tired. Sometimes I get tired of the man having his foot on the throat of the little person. Mm. Okay?
Has the replacement for Joseph at NEMA been as good, or do you miss Joseph?
I do miss Joseph, the concierge at NEMA. He's moved on to greener pastures. This is Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's going on? Happy Friday.
You too. And I want you to know, Greg, that I just saw you don't have to play Ken this weekend and hide in your house. The Chinese rocket is supposed to be not making it through the atmosphere.
Oh, really?
Okay. Can you call it a Chinese rocket? Or do we get canceled for that?
You can call it a Chinese rocket.
I don't know. I get canceled for everything nowadays.
Comes from China.
It's a rocket ship. It went up. It's got to come down, right? That's what Trump said.
Yeah. Here's the Space Force.
And one more thing, guys.
Yes.
I don't know if you talked about it, but Jason McCourty got traded to Miami. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Free agent.
Okay.
Free agent.
Yeah, we mentioned that in Trending. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's it. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. I mean, that rocket is 23 tons, and nobody can tell us where it is going to land when it hits the United States this weekend.
Didn't they say it was the size of a football field?
I didn't hear that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So it's gonna make reentry, and if it doesn't burn up on reentry,
right,
and Bruce Willis isn't around to shoot it down,
right,
then
we got Mach 1
to break into lots of little pieces and spread coronavirus all over.
That's what Trump said.
Space Force.
Yeah, I mean, the Defense Secretary of the U.S. said that we aren't going to try to shoot it down, which I don't understand.
Why wouldn't we do that?
I don't know.
What happens if that something that big hits the Earth? Isn't it, like, you know, catastrophic? Like, send, like, giant tidal waves across the country and the world?
Never mind that. Like, they're talking about it might hit New York City. Can you imagine how many people would perish if if a 23-ton rocket hit New York City out of the blue tomorrow at lunchtime?
If it hits Philly, Celtics have a chance in the postseason. Yeah, right.
That's the only thing that sucks about living in Massachusetts. Already we can't go anywhere because the governor shut everything down. But every time some disaster hits, it hits New York, and we're 3 hours away. So it's like we gotta deal with the whatever comes with the friendly fire of the rocket. I mean, just contain it to New York somehow, Cuomo.
This is Sean, who I believe is also a principal. Sean, are you a principal?
Space Force all day, yes. Okay. I am a principal.
No kids in school today that need to be taught or anything. What's going on over there? I mean, it's 7:19.
Just Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, okay.
They come in Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they're home. Yeah.
What a gig! What a gig it's been.
Where was that when I was in high school? Just coming on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
in the city, really. That's what would happen. But basically, listen. Who was the principal? Dave was the other guy who called.
Angry Principal Dave. Yes.
Yeah. He had a little venom in him. He seems like the game has passed him by, but he did give you some good advice.
Yes.
Around picking your co-host, it's the difference between being a manager and a leader. That is your show, the Greg Hill Show.
Correct.
Your title's on it, right? Yeah. So if it goes down, you're the one who goes down, Curtis and all these other guys. Believe me, they won't be talking about them in the headlines. No. They'll be talking about you.
Right.
You got to lead.
They'll be Teflon.
Yeah.
If I don't make the right choice, it could be curtains for me.
That's right. Hey, listen, you pick who you want to pick, all right? Like, if I had a vice principal or assistant principal, I'm picking who I want to pick, not the other 12 people on the committee.
Thank you.
Sean, he got a glass door in his office. It's not curtains for him.
Give me curtains.
His office is bigger than the studio.
Hey, Mike Lawrence all day. Too.
Yeah, you go.
Mike Lawrence
I'm with you on that one.
Dragonfly Jones. Dragonfly Jones. Right. Yeah. All right, fellas.
You notice Wiggy didn't even bring up probably the funniest, like top three funniest guys ever, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Dave Chappelle. But that's like the GOAT. Like, that's easy to do.
But the question was, who's the funniest person?
No, no, no. The question was, you didn't find Kevin Hart funny.
Right.
And I thought he, and I think there's a lot of people. And then as soon as you go to, well, who's funny, you go to the GOATs. Like, you go to the funniest people ever.
But why is that a bad thing?
Isn't that what I want to know. I want to know. The point of the whole thing was, I said, Kevin Hart,
right,
for me,
right,
has never even made me chuckle.
Right.
And he hasn't even put a smile on my face.
Right. And me and Ken both said, no, Kevin Hart's funny. And then he proceeded to laugh at us and ridicule us because how can you find him to be funny when he's not funny? That's what you did. Now what he did, Ken, he took
it. And then we put a poll up.
You said, name somebody else who you find funny. I said Bill Burr. And you said Bill Burr is not funny in the least.
No, I said, I don't know Bill Burr. And Bill Burr, I've never listened to him, so I don't know how funny he could be. He might not be my type of comedy. He don't make me laugh.
Okay.
You know, and then I gave you other comedians.
So then I say Richard Pryor, and right. You go, oh, we're talking about the funniest people ever, but you can't mention the GOATs.
Right.
No. Isn't that exactly what we're talking about?
No, then you asked me who, and I said Sebastian. I said Gary Owen.
It's like saying, who's the greatest quarterback ever? And I say Tom Brady, and he says, you can't mention the GOATs.
I have a couple of Kevin Hart jokes, if you want to hear them.
Yes.
Let's go. All okay. Right. Okay. Yeah, it's all about how you package it.
Oh, yeah. You're going to deliver these funny.
Okay, can you do it?
No, the point is Kevin Hart is funny. We are not.
I think if you get kicked in the face, you deserved it, because that means that you watched the foot come to your face.
That is kind of funny, though. How like, my God, this shoe's about to hit me right in the face.
How do you poop on yourself when you're sleeping? That's some nasty bleep.
Oh, the guy at Grill 23 liked it.
Yeah. Right. Like what kind of sick dream are you having that caused that?
You're delivering that just like Kevin Hart.
How the hell do you wake up dead? That's a joke right there.
Like a six-year-old trying to read in front of the class.
Oh, you're going to mock how I read?
Okay. So basically like normal.
This is Steve in the truck. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, gentlemen. Greg.
How are you?
23 tons. You're wrong on that. 23 tons is the size of my tractor trailer. Oh. 46,000 pounds. It's 23,000 tons.
23,000 tons is the Chinese rocket.
Have you ever seen a rocket?
Have I ever seen a rocket? I mean, I've seen it
on Cape Canaveral. You see how big they are, how long they are.
No, I've never been. I've never traveled down to Cape Canaveral. Well,
it's 23 tons, not 23,000 tons, Steve. Oh, wrong again.
Rocket
wrong
again. Man.
You're wrong again, Steve.
Rocket Man.
Wrong. Wrongo. Sorry.
So is it 23 tons or 23,000 tons? Do we know the answer?
I just said it's 23 tons.
Okay, let's just make it sure.
Tons. It's not the whole rocket. It's just a piece of it, right?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not that well versed in rockets.
I thought it was something that discarded off the rocket that they don't care about where it comes back down. I don't know. I could be wrong.
All we know is the thing is right now, as we speak, plunging toward Earth, plunging toward the United States, like Skylab was when I was a child, and it is going to perhaps land in a populous area this weekend.
New York City.
And honestly, why the Defense Department isn't taking to the sky with the Space Force to shoot it down is beyond me. All right, more on that later. But right now, here is
Biden's eating his soup.
Here is, right, what'd you get him that soup thing for Mother's
He's
Day?
Eating his soup.
Here is Ken Laird to tell you what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Red River Technology, decisions are not black and white. Think red. Red Sox win it in the day game yesterday. A wild one, 12-9. Four-game series with the Orioles starts tonight in Baltimore. 7:05 first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Albert Pujols DFA'd by the Angels. Celtics Bulls tonight, 7:30. Bruins win last night. They've got just three games left now. They are 71 points in the standings, Greg. 2 points back of second place Washington. Pittsburgh in first with 75 points, but only a game left. Does it matter? Can the Bruins vault to number one here in these last three? Rangers tomorrow, Islanders, Capitals.
I don't necessarily think that in the COVID times that home ice matters.
Well, you'd be wrong about that.
I would.
Because Corrali told us yesterday home ice is huge.
Well, yeah, but I mean, so then it's a disadvantage for the Bruins because they only have 4,000 fans there or whatever it's going to be, 5,000, 6,000 for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's you know, a combination of the fans, because I think you might have asked him the question about home ice, and he said, yeah, that's huge. Maybe part of it's the fans. It's the part of they know the feel of the ice in the Garden versus in other places because they're on it all the time. So, yeah, I mean, home ice is big.
Swayman shut out last night, so probably Tuca tomorrow.
I would assume.
Then the back-to-backs Monday, Tuesday. Do you go Tuca, Monday, Swayman to finish it out against the Caps on Tuesday?
I would, so that you have a couple guys that you can rely on heading into the playoffs just in case.
I would go Tuca because you want to knock some of that rust off of him, you know, because he hasn't played in so long. So I'd say, all right, I'm going to ride Tuca into the postseason.
And Jason McCourty signs a free agent contract with the Miami Dolphins. 33 years of age. The McCourties are split up, and that's what's trending on EI.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. If I said no.
Corrected, it is remnants from a Chinese rocket, which is called Long March 5B, which will potentially hit some sort of populated portion of this country at some point tomorrow, and we won't know until just hours before it hits where it is going to make reentry. You may want to, I mean, should you change plans for tomorrow or stick with what you have scheduled?
Well, it's going to be nice tomorrow. The weather's going to be nice. So
yeah.
I guess you roll the dice. Do you enjoy the weather or run the risk of getting hit by, you know, debris from a rocket? I think, you know, we haven't had many nice days here and you can't do much in Massachusetts. So I'd say cross the border, go to New Hampshire.
I mean, who do you sue? Can you sue the Chinese government if that happens?
I would think so.
Sue Hunter Biden.
I'd say hit up Busby. Uh-huh. I bet you there's a case there.
But think about the gram, Greg. If you get footage of that Chinese rocket hitting Earth.
I know. What a selfie. There will definitely be somebody, some Instagram influencer, who is taking a selfie at the moment that the rocket hits them.
Doing some stupid TikTok dance with the rocket landing on them.
All right. Well, I don't know.
The poll is very close, by the way, from last segment. It's 52% say Kevin Hart is funny.
Really?
48%
what was,
say
what
no.
was the poll question?
Is Kevin Hart funny?
Is Kevin Hart funny?
Yeah.
And 52% say yes.
Yep.
So you're in the minority, Greg.
I am in the minority. Absolutely. All right. We got to get to this.
It's time for...
Oh, bleep.
The dumbest of the day.
It is currently... Jesus, Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Curtis. We listened to nearly everything that happened in this country yesterday, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
So, State Senator Andrew Brenner, Republican of Ohio, logged on to a public Zoom meeting to discuss distracted driving legislation.
Okay.
There were a couple problems with this. And we have a local news report from Ohio to break it down.
Okay. Now, remember, Ohio is currently considering a bill to crack down on distracted driving. So with that in mind, here is one of our Ohio senators, Andrew Brenner. He's joining a Zoom meeting in his car. Now, before he starts driving, we see him turn the green screen background on and put up an office picture. Then he turns off his camera, presumably to put his seatbelt on, because when he comes back on the screen, we see him with the office in the background, but wearing a seatbelt and clearly driving.
What an idiot. What a buffoon.
Oh, my
God. So he used one of the, he did the Zoom background thing, which was his office, but he has his seatbelt on at the time. What an idiot.
That is the best photo of the year.
I saw that. That's
an idiot.
That's worse than the guy with the cat face or the guy who's upside down. It's like.
We must end all Zoom communications immediately. It is destroying this nation one Zoom at a time. It really is. We have got to end it.
They're so horrible. We laugh at it, but the one that kind of like threw me over the edge was the one that Brady and them were just on, whatever their draft date. You can't have a Zoom conference call with 30 people on it. Everybody's trying to jockey for position.
Yeah, I know. Why is it not okay when it comes to athletes? Why is it not okay for the media to be interviewing them in person at this point?
I have no idea. And they're wearing masks anyways, and you're 6 feet away. When you think about when you interview, like, Belichick after a game, isn't he 6 feet away from you anyways? And if you're wearing masks, and you're all kind of separated.
What about, like, the in-game and post-game interviews where it's a one-on-one interview and the reporter is standing 12 feet away?
With a mask on.
With a mask on. Right. And the coach is like, What are you saying? Like, they have no idea, like, what they're saying to them.
Yeah, but this is going to become a coach-player preference. That's going to be, they're going to want to keep it this way. Wouldn't you think, Wiggy? And they're not going to want reporters back in the room.
Well, Curtis brought that point up, and I kind of was like, no. I think the NFL or players are not going to want, in all leagues, are not going to want their reporters back in the locker room. And then teams want it because now they can put in front of the reporters the guys that they want to put there. So this could be something that they could have definitely a little bit of a fight over.
Curtis, 774 texter says sneaky office obscure reference on state senator. I don't know what that is.
Angela's husband was a state senator, but she referred to him as the senator.
Right. Okay.
And
excellent.
It irritated the colleagues.
Excellent. This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hi. Hey. I'm calling from the CDC, and we did a study, and if you wear your mask tomorrow when the rocket hits, you'll be okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Okay. All right, good. Thank you. Bill is from the CDC.
Was that Kevin Hart?
No, that was Anthony Fauci.
Oh, I got one more heart joke if you want.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
These glasses are too big for my damn face. I
No, that wasn't the punchline.
I look like I got on a damn tinted construction mask.
That should be
See, Wiggy loves it.
That should be a segment. Wiggy. Curtis reads
Kevin Hart's jokes.
Kevin Hart's jokes.
These are awful, all of them.
I don't know. I don't find him. I've never found him funny.
Oh, he's, okay. This one's the best one he's got.
Oh, here comes the delivery. Set this one up, Curtis.
I don't have X's. I have Y's. Like, why the hell did I date you?
All right.
Now, if Curtis wasn't lazy, he would get the Kevin Hart jokes themselves and add to the show that way.
Are you calling Curtis lazy?
Yes, he's being lazy in this case.
Jeez.
2 hours.
I mean,
20 minutes.
From your ivory tower that you look down on him at?
Well, it would be helpful to the show, though, to get the audio of Kevin Hart telling the joke.
Well, right. I liked the way Curtis was reading it.
Then you could compare it. To compare how Kevin Hart tells it versus Curtis, the sixth grader, trying to read in front of the class, reads it.
All right. We have Red Sox tickets to give away during the 8 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Also, at 8:30 this morning, we will be joined by Boston City Councilor Anissa George, and she will discuss the proposed party fines for South Boston. They may, if you have a party this weekend in your own home that you spent an absolute fortune on in Southie, you may be fined $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 because it's a pandemic. And because 600 people with nothing better to do called 911 last weekend and ratted on people who are having keg parties in Southie.
What a joke. So you're going to get fined, and your house is probably going to get hit with a rocket.
Yes,
so you're screwed.
It's going to be a bad weekend. We will get to the news coming up next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
Without Danielle.
The gal who does, who works on the air with, on EEI with,
I just space on his name.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Nobody can let me just exit gracefully. Nobody.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. Well, with nearly every neighboring state here in the Northeast about to fully lift all COVID-19 restrictions later this month, Governor Charlie Baker spoke yesterday and was asked if there is any chance that Massachusetts might accelerate its reopening plans.
We're going to play this game based on our data and our information. And if we see significant improvements in our data over the course of the next month or so, we'll make adjustments.
Isn't the data improving? We have the lowest amount of cases that we've had in 7 months in this country.
Sounds like you talking about the guest host search.
I mean, I there are people that continue to suffer when it comes to these businesses that they own. And I think the people are about ready to kind of get on with their lives.
Listen, when Governor Baker speaks, who really listens? Now, all I hear is Satate Babuya. That's all I hear. Like, I don't hear anything of.
No, a lot of people do, Wiggy.
Right, I mean, but he's not saying anything. What was that? Explain to me what he just said.
You and I would be in the minority, I think. I mean, look at these 600 people who called 911 who are alarmed because people are partying in South Boston with other people.
Right, I mean, but that's not really because of COVID. That's just nosy people in Southie who got nothing better to do with their life.
Correct.
He's followed the data, and you just said most of the data shows that the numbers are going down in every single category. So,
yes.
So what are you saying then? When is there a chance of possibly opening up sooner?
I mean, is there a concern that this month, Memorial Day weekend, June, July, people are just going to travel to the states that are open and spend all their money there? Right, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, New York.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care about that. He doesn't say anything. I told you when he speaks, go watch the movie Pootie Tang. He speaks like Pootie Tang. Sabate wachuwabaa. Wate owudiwa.
I mean, he seems to.
What?
He seems like he knows what he's talking about.
Really?
Yes, he
Come
does.
On. Yeah, you're trying to have him back on the show, ain't you? You just said all
he's never coming back on this show. Never, ever.
You had him on every month for how many years?
Since his first term.
Didn't you get him elected?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Wow. I'd like to take credit for that, yeah.
And then, and he won't even show you no love just because you guys have a disagreement.
We disagree.
That's crazy, man.
You know. On points of governance.
It was expected, that particular snarky comment.
Yeah. I mean, the guy called me snarky when he called to say goodbye to Danielle. Said I was snarky.
But did you hear the I can't remember if it was a male or female reporter said, any chance that you open things up earlier based on kind of what's going on?
Yeah.
And he absolutely proceeded to say nothing.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't answer. He doesn't give an answer.
Right? Don't you think people now?
Well, because he's not making the decision. The decision is being made by the social worker, by Mary Lou Sutters. She's telling him what to do.
And he shouldn't do that.
He does it.
Doesn't he sit atop the mountain? Isn't he the governor of Massachusetts?
Yes, but she tells him what to do, and he that's where he gets his orders from.
It's like a Stromboni.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Did you ever see Analyze That? It's a bull with no balls.
Stromboli or Stromboni?
Let me guess. You also,
that's a calzone.
You also find Billy Crystal to be hilarious?
I
do love Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal was funny in the Analyze This and Analyze That movie. I thought he was funny in City Slickers.
Okay.
I think Billy Crystal, he was funny in the... Yeah, what was the movie he was in with Gregory Hines? The cop.
Chocolat.
No, the cop movies. The hell with those cop movies, Greg?
All right. Speaking of New Hampshire, yesterday in New Hampshire, an elderly man slammed his pickup truck into the New Hampshire Liquor and Wine outlet, causing extensive damage. This is in Merrimack. And, of course, this is what is commonly referred to as the gas brake pedal confusion. Here is Lieutenant Michael Marcotte of local law enforcement.
So everyone inside was okay, luckily. The only casualties were some wine and spirits.
That's good news. I mean, yeah. Nobody was hurt.
I'm with LB on, though. LB on that you should have to go take your driver's license every 2 years once you hit, like, 60 years old.
Do you think there should be a maximum age at which you can't drive anymore? A lot of people suggest that.
Yeah, there definitely should be a maximum.
What would the age be?
Greg wants it to be 50 because he already has a driver.
I would probably say 75, 80.
Really?
Yeah. I think that would be the maximum age.
How would those people get around and do what they have to do?
They
have to go to breakfast at 5 a.m.
City transportation. My mother had a van that would pick her up. Yeah, when you get to that age, they have vans that'll pick you up and take you anywhere you want to go.
By the way, Greg, note the time on that crash, 10:45 a.m., right during Gresham Keefe. Right during Keefe for Madness, actually.
That was Dale who accidentally hit the brake.
a Texas man claims that a convenience store clerk overcharged his debit card by nearly $1,300 for two items, and he's unable to get a refund.
Hmm.
So this guy in Waco, Texas, went into the convenience store, and he ordered a couple items, and the clerk charged him $1,300 on the debit card. Now he can't get a refund, which is ridiculous. Here is Chuck Shavers.
I was kind of hungry before I went out on my route and stopped to buy a Monster energy drink and a chicken biscuit. Got charged $1,299.36. I don't understand why it took them less than 10 seconds to take it out of my account, and we're at day 8 and I can't get it back in my account yet.
Ooh, I do love a chicken biscuit.
Yeah, they asked.
Have you ever had one?
I have, yeah. Oh, yeah. My wife's from the South, so there's a lot of chicken biscuits. You know who actually does a good chicken biscuit? Wendy's.
Really?
Yeah, they have like a honey chicken biscuit. They actually do a pretty good one.
And it's just, what's different than a Popeye's? It's like not a roll,
it's a biscuit. Because I don't think Popeye's does a chicken biscuit. Okay. That's a chicken. I was going to say Chick-fil-A has these little chicken sandwiches in the morning. Have you ever had Chick-fil-A in the morning?
No.
Oh, man, you're missing out.
Really?
You got to try the little chicken sandwiches. I forget. I forget what they're on, like a honey biscuit.
Does it count if they're little, if you have 12 of them?
Yeah, they're really small. They're like the size of the nuggets. You ever have the chicken nuggets?
Yeah,
they have
of course. Yeah.
You ever had chicken nuggets, Greg?
Oh, we're at. That's right. They're in a.
We have a shortage. We have a massive chicken shortage in this country right this moment.
Kevin Hart has an awesome joke about chicken nuggets.
Let's get to this.
And now
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Well, speaking of loud parties that your neighbors are having, like they are apparently having ad nauseum in Southie, in St. Petersburg, Florida, a 67-year-old man named John Switzer has been arrested and has been put in jail for impersonating a police officer. Apparently his neighbor was playing loud music, and he went over there and handcuffed the neighbor, which is not appropriate if you're not a police officer. You're not supposed to be handcuffing
citizens
others.
Citizens arrest, though. You can do that.
Yeah, but I don't
think you can do that.
I don't think you can do that with handcuffs. I don't think you're allowed
How else are you supposed to arrest the citizen?
Well, he also told the guy that he was a police officer, which you're not allowed to do either. This is the victim, UN Nguyen.
He said, I am the cop. We got a little music, not too loud.
Hmm. You can't do that. You cannot be over there handcuffing others.
That's something they're going to be doing itself.
Just because they're playing loud music.
By the way, Wiggy, that item is the Chick-fil-A Chicken Minis.
Yes.
They are nestled in warm mini yeast rolls.
Man, I'm telling you. You said you like Brees likes Chick-fil-A.
Brees loves Chick-fil-A, although he tried this place, Cane's, the other day that he was telling me about. You ever been to Cane's?
Cane's Donuts?
No.
Cane's Chicken, yeah.
Cane's Chicken. They have some amazing sauce or something like that.
I've never been to Cane's. Yeah.
Is Chick-fil-A, is it the chicken or the way they cook it, or is it the sauce?
What, like,
I think it's a combination of all. It's the chicken. It's the bread that they put their chicken sandwiches on. Seriously, ask Brees if he's...
He just asked what it is, and then you just read back everything that's in it. He wants to know what makes it great.
But it's a combination.
Okay, then just say it's a combination.
Well, that's what I was getting to until you started...
You were listing every ingredient.
No, it's the bread.
Right.
It's the way that they make their chicken. Their chicken isn't as greasy as other places.
Okay, all right.
It's got a nice...
See, now we're getting to some actual factual information here. That's
it's not too crispy, right?
Yeah.
So, and they use a good chicken breast.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, forget about that. Ask Brees to get you some chicken minis.
Chicken minis,
and
are
they
the
do
way
have
go?
A full chicken biscuit as well.
Yes, you get the. I think they have an 8-count chicken minis. Best thing out there. Okay. Nothing better.
All right.
For breakfast in the morning.
All right. That's the news. Wiggy took up the last 10 minutes of it on chicken biscuits, but that's okay.
Well, we have a chicken shortage.
We take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.